based on data from the highly regulated Las Vegas sportsbooks, extrapolates stunning figures that would be the envy of anyone in the entertainment business. Most experts estimate that the bookmakers who take the bets gross billions of dollars a year. The reason the bookies win so much money is that, in the long run, almost nobody can beat the line. Also known as the point spread, the line expresses the imbalance between two unevenly matched teams, thereby reducing every contest to the mathematical equivalent of a coin flip. For example, if the Los Angeles Lakers played against the Hollywood High School basketball team, no one but the mentally ill would bet on the high school squad. But if gamblers who wanted to wager on the mighty Lakers had to give the adolescents an 83-point head start, well, even fans of Kobe Bryant would have to think twice. In the real world, when the Lakers play the Chicago Bulls, the Lakers are usually forced to give the weaker team an 11-to-12-point handicap. About half the time, the Lakers win by more than 11, and half the time they don't. Every NFL football game, every NCAA basketball game, every NHL hockey match has appended to it a point spread. Indeed, many newspapers, including USA Today, publish the daily lines. Though the TV announcers aren't supposed to make reference to the point spread, which the NCAA likes to pretend doesn't exist, sly innuendo, "With 1 minute to go, Duke is up by 22, but there's still some business to be decided," suggests that the television networks understand that gambling on sports keeps viewers fixated on otherwise meaningless contests. Except for the illegal drug trade, sports betting is probably America's biggest, most lucrative, unregulated business. The bookies count on the line to be accurate, or at least accurate enough that half the people in America will like the favorite, and the other half will go for the underdog. Traditionally, bookmakers act as brokers, a human clearinghouse for their customers' compulsions. The standard bet requires gamblers to lay $11 to win $10. If you bet $10 with a bookie, you don't win $10. You win $9.10. In the classical bookie business model, winners are paid with the loser's money, and the house keeps the juice, or vig. Ideally, when the Patriots play the Panthers, Joe Bookmaker's clients collectively bet $550,000 to win $500,000 on New England and $550,000 to win $500,000 on Carolina. Unless the game ends in a point spread tie or push, for example, the line is 3 and the final score is 20-17, a 3-point differential, Joe Bookmaker collects $550,000 from the losers, pays $500,000 to the winners, and keeps $50,000 for his trouble. It's a very nice business, particularly because the combination of an accurate line, a point spread that accurately expresses the disparity between two teams, and the 11-10 juice is almost impossible to overcome. Common wisdom says that over the course of a long football season, the average American man, or his girlfriend, dartboard, or pet monkey, will pick approximately 50% winners. Thanks to the juice, the only one who profits in this scenario is Joe Bookmaker. In fact, sports bettors must pick 52.4% winners just to break even. The line is generated by highly paid consultants in Las Vegas and the Caribbean who weigh the relative strengths of the teams and, more important, the public's perception of those strengths. Because of regional prejudices, people in Chicago, for example, think more highly of the Cubs than do people in New York, the line can vary slightly from shop to shop. Furthermore, on games where the bettors are disproportionately betting on one team, bookies will incrementally adjust the line to make the underbet side more attractive. Thanks to the general brilliance and accuracy of the point spreads, gamblers who can consistently beat Joe Bookmaker are as rare as honest politicians. But it can be done. The bookies fear and despise a tiny coterie of professional bettors known as wise guys, or the sharps. Fewer than 0.0001% of gamblers, the proverbial one in a million, are able to consistently